Victory Day is the most important annual event for Russians. But this year, it has added significance because of the conflict in Ukraine. 11,000 troops paraded through Red Square in Moscow to commemorate the Soviet victory over Nazi Germany 77 years ago. An estimated 27 million soldiers and civilians from the Soviet Union died in what the Russians call the Great Patriotic War. President Vladimir Putin used the occasion to compare the fight against Hitler to his so-called special military operation in Ukraine.
You're fighting for our people in Donbass, for the safety of our motherland, Russia. May the 9th, 1945 will always be a triumph of our single Soviet people. Russia's preemptively rebuffed the aggression. It was timely and the only right decision, the decision of a strong, sovereign, independent country.
As the missiles and other military hardware paraded through the streets, onlookers backed their president's decision to send Russian troops into Ukraine.
I think the operation had to take place. We must win it, bring it to its logical end. Only this way, not a single step back.
I fully support the decision of the Russian government. I don't condemn it. I think we would have ended up with Nazism. This is evil.
We must erase all this in Ukraine. This fascist tribe must be wiped out from the world completely. That's why Putin is doing everything right, always.
Putin didn't say when the operation might end, but he also didn't use his speech to broaden the conflict or make a formal declaration of war, as some had feared.
This war appeared to be much more difficult and bloody than we expected. We expected that this will be a battle for Donbass. Will continue probably to the until the middle of summer, and then, based on the result of this battle in Donbass, new political decisions will be made.
Putin laid flowers at memorials to the 12 so-called hero cities, which include Odessa and Kyiv, for outstanding heroism during World War II. The commemorations continued as President Putin led the procession of what Russians call the Immortal Regiment, carrying a portrait of his father, who fought in World War II, defending the city of St. Petersburg. He was joined by thousands of others who lost relatives in the war. Similar ceremonies were held across Russia and in occupied territories of Ukraine. In what is left of Mariupol, Russian-backed separatist leader Denis Pushilin told a small crowd that Russia is here forever.
President Putin says he has no doubt that the military operation will achieve its objectives in Ukraine, while he continues to use his country's past to justify its present, a tactic that's proven to be mostly successful so far within Russia. Dorsa Jabari, Al Jazeera, Moscow.